Okay, we get into the next king, Asa, Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Yud Daled. As Asa comes onto the scene, the son of Aviah. Aviah was only king for 3 years. Asa is king for 41 years. And again, there's always an overlap and slight differences between the presentation of the kings in Sefer Malachim and the presentation of the kings here in Divrei Hayamim. In both places, though, Asa is expressed as one of the righteous kings, one of the greatest kings in Malchut Yehuda. We will learn in next parak there was one major mistake that he made that was tragic and has tragic consequences ad hayom hazeh. But in general, he started a tshuva movement and he got rid of the avodah zarah and he got rid of other mizbechos, got rid of asheras, and he helped rebuild Klal Yisrael. At least for the first 10 years, there was peace, as we learned at the end of the previous parak. In this parak, we have one story, and that is he fights against Zerach HaKushi. Zerach, who comes with a million soldiers, and Asa turns to Hashem, and Hashem says, Hashem, I know you're the one. You're the only one that could help. There's nobody else that could help without you, and numbers don't matter to you. So please help us, and that's what happens. Hashem helps, and the Bnei Yehuda defeat this power of the Kushim. Maybe they're Ethiopians, whatever the country they're from, and they are humbled. And that's how the parak ends, that there was a lot of spoils and biza that was taken by Klal Yisrael, and they came back to Yerushalayim, they came back to the headquarters of Malchei Yehuda. That is the first parak. We'll have a couple of prakim about Asa, but again, this is the king of Asa. So we start off by Asa, he becomes the king, if you remember, after Aviah died, he becomes the king in the last year of Yeravam. So the two Aviahs, Aviah, the son of Rechavam, and this Aviah, the son of Yeravam, didn't overlap. Right, they were off by 1 year. But the Pasuk says, Vayas Asa Hatov Vahayashar, Bnei Hashem Alokav. That's pretty clear. He did Tov and Yashar. The Mefarshim talk about is bed. One is Bnei Habrios, one is Bnei Hamakom. But either way, Tov and Yashar. Alright, it says Vasisa Hayashar Vahatov Bnei Hashem. That's the Pasuk in Dvarim, which the Ramban emphasizes that the that is not only to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, but to do what's left unsaid. Right, the Ramban picks up on a number of psukim like this in the Torah, where the Rambam, for example, doesn't quote them. They're just general psukim, but the Ramban makes an emphasis. Tam tiyam Hashem lokecha, kadoshim tiyu, v'yasisa yashav atov. Right, these three psukim the Ramban emphasizes. V'yasisa yashav atov, the Ramban in Vo'es Chanon says that the Torah is impossible to list every single action and behavior and situation that a person will be involved in life. So the Torah says many, many situations. And then the Torah says, V'yasisa yashav atov. You know, apply these principles to the situations which are not discussed. L'fi she'iyav shalahazkir batorah. This is Perek Zayin Pasuk Yudches. Perek Vav Pasuk Yudches in Dvarim. It's impossible, says the Ramban. That the Torah will mention all hanhagas of a person with his neighbors, and all the business, everything. But after many of them are mentioned, after many are mentioned, chazar lomar b'derech klal shiyasa atova yashar b'chol davar. Then it says, do everything in the way that you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to act. So Asa here did Tov and Yashar. Tov and Yashar in the eyes of Hashem. Vayasar as ha-mizbechos, he removed the mizbechos. He removed the altars that they had. There was Avodah Zarah that was rampant even in Yehuda, not just in Yisrael. Vayasar, even though that's what the previous parak Aviah said, no, we are strong, but it must have been Avodah Zarah there too, because it says here, he removed it. Hanechar, Mizbechos, Hanechar, Vahabamos, and the Bamos. Which Bamos are we talking about? This must be talking about Bamos to Avodah Zarah. High altars, but not the personal Bamos for Shchut Echutz. Because in the next parak, in Tezvav Yud Zayin, it says that he didn't do that. He was not successful. Like all the Malchut Yehuda, the Pasuk says, Vahabamos lo saru mi Yisrael. Rak levav asa hayashalim kol yamav. He tried, but he was not successful. There was a taiva that we don't really understand for shchut echutz to have bamos all over. Maybe it was out of laziness, out of atzlus. You know, that's why they didn't want to go to the Beis HaMikdash, even though it wasn't so far, but they wanted it. Or there was it was more fundamental issue, and this is what Achronim point talk about in various contexts, and that is some type of religious subjectivism. I want to serve Hashem, but on my own terms. Right? This is how I want to serve Hashem in my backyard. I want to build an altar. I'm going to give a karban. I'm going to give a tummy karban. I'm going to give a big fat karban, but I want to do it on my own terms. So that is maybe part of what the taiva for Bamos was throughout the decades in Sefer Melachim, where the kings were unable, even the righteous kings were unable to remove the Bamos. Remember, the Beis HaLevi talks about this in Kisisa, the Netziv talks about this in Shmini. The Beis HaLevi in Kisisa talks about it in the context of the Chet HaEgel, where the Beis HaLevi says, it's hard to believe that there was Mamish Avodah Zarah. Right? They were just at the Maimed Har Sinai, now they're dancing around a golden calf. No, can't be. Big Shumi Men HaKavanasha Yehei Makom Yuchad, they were looking for another intermediary. Moshe wasn't around. They need some other way to connect to Hashem. That's what they were trying to find. Amnam Tau Bazet Toz Echad. Dehem Emes. It's true. Demaisa Adam Ba'olam Atachton Gorim Tikunim Ustarim Tovim Mikal Olamos Kulam. You're right that everything that we do has amazing effects in Shemayim, but that's only if it's a mitzvah. Kol Zerakim Osa Hamaisa Tzivsa Olav Atara La'asosa. If Atara commands it, like the tikkun of the Egel, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, down to every last detail, how we serve Hashem. Avalam Yasa Ha'adam Eze Maisa. Shalon Itztav Olav Atara. But if a person does a Maisa, that was a commanded, and it replaces, it's not an addition, it replaces a way to serve Hashem. Rak Midas Atzmo, Az Oso Maisa Eino Moel Klum. That's not having any type of effect in the heavens. It's not going to help. And that's why he talks about later, what's the difference between the Egel and the Kruvim? They're both golden images. Why is one Kodesh Kadashim and one is smacks of Avodah Zarah? Because one is Tzivui and one is not Tzivui. That's the difference. That's the only difference between them. And that's why the Beis HaLevi says the chait of misjudgment of the Egel, even though they wanted it to have spirituality, but it was a religious subjectivism. I want to make my own rules how I'm going to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is that was the problem. And the Netziv says the same thing when it comes to Nadav and Aviyu and the whole group at during that time. The Netziv says in Shmini, Dikfar Hayu B'Yimei Moshe Kitos B'Yisrael. They were already in the days of Moshe groups. Shahayu Luhutim Achar Avas Hashem. They were very thirsty for a love of Hashem. Avolo ayedei gvulo shegbila Torah. But not within the boundaries that the Torah said. V'kasher yivur ba'orach, like I'm going to talk about in Parshas Korach. Shezeh ha'yikar achet shal reishin an Hashem, the 250 men. Shehit tzadikim gemurim. But they had a tshuka for Kedusha, and Korach built off of that Kedusha. And that was the problem. V'dekfar yada Moshe Rabbeinu, shegidah seilim b'sotet, says Moshe Rabbeinu knew this, and therefore he said, Yesh belief kamanash vamashi giwa inyan adi prati ufanim. And therefore Moshe said, Zehadavar, right, Ashetziva Hashem ta'asu, v'yeirah lechem kvod Hashem. That's the basic Shmini. Do this. Don't make up your own pathways to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehadavar Ashetziva Hashem. And obviously, Aaron's sons didn't listen to that, and they try to create their own paths, and that they brought an Eish Zara. Whatever pshat of Eish Zara that you take from Chazal, it was strange. It was not the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And maybe this is all part of the Bamos that were not removed. But the Bamos in our Pasuk that were removed were the ones for Avodah Zarah, and that's what Asa was successful in. So he removed the Mizbechos, the Necha, the Bava, Yeshaber Es HaMatzevos, and he broke the Matzevos. Vayagada es asherim, and he cut down the Asherah trees. He broke the matzevos. Chazal tell us that matzeva wasn't always bad. Matzeva wasn't always bad. Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, where the pasuk says, "Velo sakim lecha matzeva." Don't make stand the matzeva. Rashi says, "Avu bishayisa ahuva lo bimeya avos." Even though matzevas were beloved in the times of the avos, achshav sana. Now Hashem hates matzevas. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful comment. What changed? Matzeva was a way that the avos served Hashem, and now it's usur, and now it's ma'us. Now Hashem hates it. What's the difference? What's the difference between the two. Says the Reb Moshe, which is a couple of comments here, but I'll read one of them. Says Reb Moshe, where should we start? Says Reb Moshe, the difference between a mizbeach and a matzeva. Matzeva is one rock. One rock, and you pour things on, and you sacrifice on. A mizbeach is a couple on top of each other. Before the avos were commanded earlier in history, everything they did was a volunteer, right? It was all hitznatvut. And therefore, there was no chiv to go up a ladder in spirituality. Whatever you did was volunteering. But now, and therefore you could just build one rock, which symbolizes you're not growing. It's not one on top of another. But now, once we're mitzuveh, the point isn't to stay where you are, to have one rock and that's it. You have to build and go up and up and up. And that's why matzeva, the symbol of matzeva, of stationary, of stagnant, that's out. That's it. We have to grow. V'nireh shakavana sha'achar shmatan Torah tzorach adam leilich mala mala b'torah v'mitzvahs be'echus u'bekamus, says Reb Moshe. V'yafim b'chaya kfar shivim shana v'yitzadik, even if he had 70 years of righteousness, v'hayu ma'isav atovim merubim kolkach, and he has so many mitzvahs, he can't stop. We have to continue going and going and going. Right? There's no stop. D'rov z'chuyos rak misha kol yamav atshemes. Right, all the days until our last breath on this earth, we have to continue going. If a person decides that he's reached a plateau, that this is all that he needs to do, it's lost. It doesn't move, it's just one rock. Avakodem at the Torah was fine because everything was voluntary. But that was the message of Matseva. But here, at this point, post Matan Torah, says the Pasuk that Asa and Klal Yisrael broke down all the Matsevas. And they also cut down the Asherah trees, which were of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll get back to that if there's time. Vayomer Yehuda l'Roshes Hashem Elokei Avoseihem, and Asa said to Yehuda, to Shevi Yehuda, you have to seek out Hashem. V'lasos haTorah v'mitzvah. V'yaser migal Yehuda sabamos v'sachamonim, as we said before. V'tishkot hamamlacha l'fanav. It was quiet. It was quiet. The kingdom was tranquil. It was quiet, as it says in the previous parak. V'yiven arei mitzura b'Yehuda. He built the fortified cities. Kishakta aretz. There was no war that he had to fight, so he was just building from within. Let's build these cities. And we'll build walls, we'll build locks. You know why the land is in front of us? We're behaving, so that's why, says Asa, that's why. He knows history. Right, Binus no Sarvador, he knows why the previous, the days of Rechavam, and the other days, why there was wars. Now we're following Hashem. So Hashem is leaving us. Vayanach lanu yisaviv, he's giving us menucha. But then, Pasuk Zayin. Vayil asa chayil no seit sina varomach, he had soldiers and weaponry, because he needed that, in case something happens, as is about to. Mi Yehuda shlosh meos elef, ubi binyamin no seim again, they carried the shields, the darche keshes, and the bows. Matayim ashanim elef, kol eile gibori chayil. Vayetzelem Zera Hakushi. Zera Hakushi comes to fight them. Who is Zera Hakushi? We don't know, but the Gemara we read in the previous parak, in Psachim Kuf Yates, says, remember that Sheshach took all the gold from Rechavam and brought it to Mitzrayim. It says there that Zerach defeated Sheshach. And now Zerach has all the gold, and now Asa is going to defeat Zerach, and all of it's going to come back. That's what we know from Zerach. So Vayetzelah Zerach HaKushi Bechayil Elef Alafim. Sounds like a million soldiers. Umarkavo Shlosh Meos Vayavuan Marash Marisha. They come to a battleground. Vayetzelah Chalaf Asa Lefana Vayarchu Melcham. And Asa goes out, and the stage is set for a major battle. And Asa realizes that he is tremendously outnumbered. Vayikra Asa Hashem Elokav. Similar to Avia. Avia also knew he was outnumbered. So Asa calls to Hashem Elokav, Vayomar, Hashem Ein Imcha La'azor. Right? There's no one with you to help. It's only you. Bein Rav La'ein Koach. Many soldiers to people who don't have any Koach. Azreinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Ki Alecha Neshanu. It's all you. And I'm strong and I'm brave. Ki B'Shimcha Vanu Alahamon Azeh. Right? He knows the Pasuk from David HaMelech. Right? Eilav Rechav Eilav Asusim. And that's what he's doing. Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu Atah Al Yatzer Mimcha Enosh. Please, please don't Don't let us lose. Be with us. Right? This is a reflection of the Rambam, what a soldier has to be. Right? What a soldier has to be, he has to put his trust in Hashem. The Rambam, the beautiful Lashon, in the end of the seventh parak of Malachim, the Rambam says, Miyo isha yarei v'racha livav kemashmao. When it says somebody who is weak-hearted should leave the battlefield, it's literal. She'ein b'libo koach la'amod b'kishri ha'melchama. Yeah, there is another pshat about worried me aveira shebiyado, but the Rambam says literal. U'me'achar she'ikani tassu b'kishri ha'melchama. Once a person goes to the battlefield, says the Rambam, Yishan al mikveh Yisrael, he shall lean on the hope of Israel. Capital H. Umoshio be'esara, who saves him at a time of Saras, the Yedan he knows Sha'al Yichud Hashem Osim Alchama, and he knows that he's fighting for Yichud Hashem, the Yasim Nafsho Bechapo, and he'll put his life on the line. Velo Yira, Velo Yifchad, Velo Yechashev, Velo Be'ishav, Velo Bevanav. He shouldn't even think about his family. You might think if he thinks about his family, he's fight stronger. So the Rambam here says, don't think about your family. El yimche zichram milipo. Wipe out their memory from your heart. V'yifne mikol davar l'melchama. And everything should be away, melchama. The Rav Kook says on this Rambam, what's the pshat? It means because when a person becomes a soldier in the army of Yisrael, he becomes a klal, kli. He's no longer an individual. He's part of the klal. And when he's part of the klal, that's what it means. Forget the family. Right, it's not an issue of kavan, but it's a question of now you are chayalot shel Beit David. Right, now you're chayalim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're an ish tzibur. You're not a yachid. Not a yachid. And that's also maybe a deeper pshat of everybody wrote a kosev gel ishto, because now he's tzibur. He doesn't have even a personal family. Anybody who starts thinking, don't think about anything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. And called me Yisrael Tulim Tzavaro, everybody's relying on you. Right, and that's the Rambam. And that's what Asa seems to reflect here in these psukim. He says, Hashem Alecha Nishanu, Uvishimcha Vanu Ala Manazeh. And what happens? And they are victorious. Vayikav Hashem is Akushim. Hashem smites the Kushim. Lifnei Asa v'lifnei Yehuda v'yanusu Hakushim. They obviously did their Ishtavlus. But they ran, but the Kushim were defeated. Vayudafim Asa v'am Asher Yimo ad Ligror. Asa chases them to Gerar. Gerar is in the Eretz Plishtim. Maybe Zerach and the Kushim had conquered up until that point, but he ran after them. Vayipol mikushin la'in lahem michya, and the Kushim fell. Ki nishbru lefnei Hashem v'lefnei machaneu, because they were broken in front of Hashem and in front of his camp. Vayisu shalah harbe ma'od. Chazal pick up on this lashon. Nishbru lefnei Hashem. It doesn't say nishbru lefnei Asa. There is a beautiful Yalkut. We've mentioned this in other Shiurim. The Yalkut in Shmuel, in Reish Kuf Samagimel, Kuf Samagimel. The Yalkut says, Arba Malachim, Masha Tavazeh Lo Tavazeh. Four kings each had their own request. What each one requested, the other one did not. Ve'eluhem, who are the four? David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. Four. David said, Erdof Oivai Va'asi Game. David says, I'm going to run after my enemies and I'm going to catch them. Please help me. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Osef Kein. Shenemar Vayakim David Me'anesh Aved Erif. I will, David, smote them. Fine. Amar Asa V'yamar. Asa said, Ein Bi Koach Laharok. I don't have enough Koach. I don't have enough manpower to kill. Ella, you know what? I'm going to do my Ishtablus. Ani Rodef. I'll run V'yata Osen. If you could help me out, that would be great. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Osef Kein. Hashem says, okay, you run. You do Ishtablus and I'll take over. Shenemar Vayir Defem Asa V'am Asher Imo Ki Nishbaru. Ki Nishbaru. Lifnei Asa ain't Sivkan Ela ki Nishbru Lifnei Hashem. It says Nishbru Lifnei Hashem here, right? Because that shows that Asa ran, but Hashem did the rest. Nishbru Lifnei Hashem. That's number two. So David even fought. Asa ran. Amad Yehoshaphat va'amar ain't bikoch lo larog v'lo lirdov. I can't even run. El Arini Omer Shira v'yata Osef. I'm going to sing Shira to you, Hashem, and I hope that's enough. Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Osef Kein. Fine. Shneimer Uveis Echelu Barina Nasan Hashem Arvim. Finally, Amar Chizkiyo, Amar Ein Bikoach Lo Larog, V'lo Lirdof, V'lo Lo Marshira. You don't have enough koach for that. He says, I don't have enough koach to do any of these. Ela Harini Yashiv Mitazi. I'm going to sleep. If you could help me out, that would be great. V'yata Oseh. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Oseh Kein. Hashem says, fine. Shneimar, as we know, V'yisei Melech Hashem, V'yachem Melech Ashur, 180,000 of his soldiers were killed that night. So those are the four the four stages, but here, Nishma Lefnei Hashem. So some of the Mefarshim wonder, you know, besides David, isn't this davening for a miracle? You let a daven for a miracle? That is a huge topic. Where is this discussed? In Hilchos Chanukah. Because the Ramah quotes in Hilchos Chanukah that if somebody forgets Al HaNisim, he could add it in at the end by the Harachamans. Harachaman Yas Al HaNisim, Kasher Asis Al HaVasinah V'yam HaYim B'zman HaZeh, B'mei Matizyo, and say Al HaNisim there. But what's that Lashon? Harachaman Hu Yas Al HaNisim? You asking for Nisim? Are you allowed to ask for a nes? So many different answers. Maybe there's a difference between Sorach HaTzibur, Sorach HaYachid, something that you need, something that you want. Maybe Chanukah is different, but a number of those answers could work here for the three, Asa and Yehoshaphat and Chizkiyo, who basically daven for a nes. So what happened? They were defeated. Vayakos kolarim sivos gerar, and they defeated all the cities near Gerar, ki haya pachad Hashem aleihem. Hashem's pachad was on them, vayavozu as kolarim, ki bizarabai sabahem. There was tremendous spoils, and they took a lot of spoils. Vayishbu tzon larov u'gamalim. They took tzon and gamalim. Vayashuvu Yerushalayim. They came back to Yerushalayim. This is Perek Yudalid in Divrei Hayamim Beis.